Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, we're getting ready to go. What a great weekend for Michigan Tech Hockey as they sweep down at Bowling Green 3-1 and 2-1 on Friday and Saturday night as they get set for their first weekends off of the season. The Huskies have already played 22 games this year and will host the Great Lakes Invitational on the 29th and 30th between Christmas and New Year's. Coach Mel Pearson is in our studio this morning after a very successful weekend down there, Coach, and in a rink that we've played very well in the last couple of years, taking 3 points down there last year, and now with the new point system, 6 points this season on Friday and Saturday night.
Good morning, Dirk. Great to be with you on this beautiful Monday morning. When we left, we had no snow. Wasn't that unbelievable? No snow, we get back, and here we are. We're right in the middle of winter, so it's good. I had a nice day yesterday moving some snow around, and after a great weekend. I was in a much more joyous mood when I was moving all the snow around yesterday. I wasn't defeated. I was actually happy to get out there after a 10.5-hour bus ride and pulling in at 8:30 in the morning. But anyway, it had to be done. I enjoyed it. But great weekend. Really proud of our players. Our players, I can't stress enough. I don't think people realize the grind that they've been through. You know, when you think about it, and we still got another 3 months to go. I mean, most sports are just a one semester deal or maybe a few weekends. We've been from Alaska to Minnesota to downstate to Michigan to Ohio, all over the place on the road. And for these guys to play with the consistency and the energy, the focus, just the commitment, everything they need to do to have success, I can't say enough about them. I don't think people realize, you know, how hard it is. I mean, with just the travel alone, you know, Penn State has played three road games, one to Mercyhurst, which might be, I don't know, a couple hours for them, and over to South Bend, Indiana. That is it. We've played more road games than Penn State has played totally overall. And then there's a number of programs we played more road games than they've played. So I can't be proud enough, say enough about our players. I mean, and to come out with the record where we're at, especially after starting and whatnot, they've done a fabulous job, and I'm really pleased and really happy for them. And I know we've always played really well in the second half, so you even get more excited. And then you throw in the injuries, you know, with the Stamens and the Baltuses and, you know, a number of other players will miss key time. And this team just, you know, keeps rolling. So good for them.
What great third periods, Coach, we had both Friday and Saturday night.
Well, that's the thing that really, you know, I'm not surprised because Tyler Schlass does a great job with our team as far as strength and conditioning. He's a fabulous trainer. Our players have really worked hard, and to be on all the road games, that's where you usually see it a little bit when you're tired and worn out. And we go in there and probably our worst periods were our first periods, you know, and you expect that. The home team's jacked up. They got the crowd. They're fired up to play, and they come after you pretty hard, and we weather the storm. And I just thought we could continue to get better each night. And, you know, here we are on the second game of a long first half of a long trip. In the third period, when we got to find a way to win a hockey game, we do, and we outshoot them, 10-4, and grade-A chances we had in the third period Saturday night. I mean, it goes to show you these guys have put in a lot of work and time and effort and balancing school and everything else. Like I said, I just can't say enough about them, and good for them, and they deserve a break. They deserve a break to get away from the academics, from the travel, and to get away from me. I know that. They need a break. So we'll look forward to it. They'll get energized. We'll stay in shape, and then we'll get excited about the second half.
Yeah, you end up with both Friday night goals, both Friday night shots against, and we're still in single distant digits. There are 9 total shots in the third periods combined.
For Bowling Green.
No, yeah, for them on us.
Well, no, exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, we just continue to play better. And when you go on the road, and as an important series as this is, you know, it's 2 and 3, and the way the playoffs work this year, obviously, the first round of the playoffs, and this is why it's so important. And I will tell you this. We don't talk about this with our team at all. We don't talk about this. It's a process of week to week about getting better and focusing on your next game and that weekend. So we don't talk about the big picture as much. We really focus on the process of continuing to get better and doing what we need to do to have success on that given weekend. But as coaches, we know the big picture. The big picture, the way the playoffs work, is this year 1 through 8 in our league make the playoffs. The first 4 teams host the first round. Then after the first round, the highest 2 remaining seeds get to host again. So it's important to finish as high as the standing so you can continue to get that home ice advantage. So when we're playing 2 and 3 with everything on the line and we do the job we did defensively against them this weekend, when the game is on the line, like I said, you can't say enough about this team.
What about some of the things that I know we were hoping for more of that we didn't get? We weren't very sharp, it seemed like, on our odd man rushes throughout the weekend.
Yeah, we got to practice those more, I guess. I don't know. We practice them every day we probably do. Not as many of the 2-on-1s or 3-on-1s, but our offensive execution, if I had to critique and be a little disappointed in one area, was our offensive execution, just scoring opportunities. We did everything we needed to do to create some odd number rushes. We knew they were going to be aggressive. They were maybe the most physical team in our league and one in the country, and they were coming after us, and we knew we had to move the puck and then jump back into play, beat them up ice, and create some offensive opportunities. We did that, but we looked like I don't want to say we'd never had any 2-on-1s before, but we were so unselfish. We gave up really good scoring opportunities on 2-on-1s to try to make a play, and consequently, we didn't even get up shots on a lot of our 2-on-1s because we need to be a little bit more selfish. The other thing is we have to hit the net more. We were shooting for a very small spot, and you know, we missed the net a lot, high and wide or wide, and didn't give us number one an opportunity to score, number two chance for a rebound. So that was one area we have to clean up. Just our offensive execution was not as good as you would like.
All right, well, let's take a look at Friday night's game. The Huskies, both nights, by the way, did not score first, and as Ellis announced throughout the game, that was usually something that would not bode well for the Huskies. But Bayless gets the first goal of the series. Not until the second period, though, after the Huskies got outshot 12-8 in period number one. Bayless scores at the 6:50 mark, beats goaltender Angus Renman.
And they go back with it behind their own goal. 13-16 left in the second period, no score. Out to center ice now. Here's Bayless coming down with quick speed. Shoots and he scores! Bayless coming down the right wing for the Bowling Green Falcons, and it looked like a harmless play, and Redmond was not able to track it down. He went far side on him, and it's a 1-0 lead for Bowling Green.
Kind of a strange play in that it didn't look like really anything was there for Bayless.
Well, there wasn't much there, and he had gotten pushed to the outside. I thought one of our defensemen maybe could have taken his time and space away a little bit earlier. We let him come into about the top of the circle, took a shot, a good shot. You know, I can't tell if his where Angus was in the net. It was on the far side of the rink, so we didn't have any angle on it. But they made a good play, and they stretch you a little bit and flip the puck out and make some good plays, and they did on that opportunity. They pushed the pace, and like I said, I thought we could have taken Bayless's time and space away, but he's a good hockey player, and he made no mistake, a good shot.
So it's 1-0 Bowling Green. The Huskies will come back on the power play, a place where they have not scored a lot of goals, but get one from Matt Roy from the point.
Back to Roy, had to get it in the skates. Nice job to get it to Ock. Ock gets it in deep. Pitchforks it over to the right corner. Huskies have possession on the power play, trying to tie it up. Through score! Matt Roy from the right point. The goaltender who was screened in Nell, and the Huskies tied up on a man advantage.
Really nice job on that one, I thought, coached by Joel Lesperance, the big body in front of goaltender Nell.
Exactly. We tried to simplify things. I think we talked last week or maybe pregame. We wanted to make some subtle changes to our power play. We did with some personnel. We put Joel in front of the net. We looked, one thing we do a lot is look at previous years when we played that team. We go over all the video. We watch power play, penalty kill, just some highlight tapes, get some ideas. Because a lot of teams change or stay the same. They change a